This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I am happy to welcome back friend of Score Values, Jamila Trimuel of Ladies of Virtue to Score Values. Jamila, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you back. First of all, I like to let everybody let you reintroduce Ladies of Virtue. Tell everybody about the award-winning organization.
Yeah, so Ladies of Virtue is a nationally recognized and an award-winning organization that is all about empowering our girls to become confident and purpose-driven leaders. And so since 2011, we have been preparing our girls for leadership in three ways: character development, career readiness, and civic engagement. We serve girls as young as 9, all the way up to the age of 24. So even after they graduate from high school at 18, we continue to mentor and support them while they're in college, trade school, or armed forces. We started our program almost 14 years ago with just 6 girls, and now we serve over 2,000 young women and girls annually. Very proud about that. Over the across 24 program sites.
Yeah, well, you guys have a lot coming up, and we're going to get to Fanny's Fight, the program that is going to be taking place here in March. But I have to ask you, how was Love Day 2025?
Love Day was amazing. Thank you so much for asking. We distributed 700 boxes to girls all across the city in honor of Black History Month and in celebration of Valentine's Day. But in addition to that, we partnered with over 10 community-based organizations, and they delivered 12 workshops to girls across the city. So I was able to go to some of them, and it just warmed my heart to see the girls not only opening up their boxes, but participating in self-love and confidence-building workshops.
Outstanding stuff to hear. Now, this Fanny's Fight program, I want you to tell everyone about it, and I know that there is a deadline for applications coming up, so can you tell us about this program?
Yeah, so Fanny's Fight for Freedom, this is a new program for us where we are really encouraging girls to use their voice for change. Just like the civil rights activist Fannie Lou Hamer, we want to educate our girls about the importance of voting and the importance of being involved with their communities and fighting for issues that they're passionate about. So in doing so, we have a 3-day program. The first day starts March 22nd. It's at the Chicago Urban League, where our girls will be able to meet with the president of the Chicago Urban League, Karen Freeman, and also community leaders from across Chicago will be there as well. And then on March 29th, we're traveling on down to Navy Pier, where they will be participating in the flyover experience, but also talking about just some of the issues and concerns, the beauty of Chicago, but maybe some of the concerns that we have as well, so that they could work towards changing that. And then the third piece is April 11th, where that's a full day in Springfield. We'll be traveling down to Springfield, visiting the Capitol there, meeting with elected officials. And then the second half of that day, they will be participating in a college tour at the University of Illinois. So it's a full program, but it's an exciting one, especially for girls in 10th through 12th grade that are interested in learning more about what it means to be an elected official and really how to make change in their communities.
Yeah, Jamila, I get the sense from a lot of young people, especially with where things are now in our political landscape, that a lot of people, a lot of them are frustrated, disengaged. And does it feel now more important than ever to get young people and young women re-engaged in the political process?
Absolutely. You know, so much if you look at the course of history, how young women and girls have been involved in the just change, making change. Maybe they didn't realize, you know, the change that they would make. And then you look up and now they're part of the course of history. And I'm thinking about Claudette Colvin, who she was 15 even prior to Rosa Parks, but she refused to sit in the back of the seat. But not a lot of people know about her, you know. So just thinking about those who stood up for change even while they were young. And so what we're finding with our girls is that they too have passions and interests and how and passions for getting involved in their community, but then may not know how to do so. And so that's what this program is all about. We have girls that are currently participating in Ladies of Virtue that will help facilitate and be a part of this. But we're also seeking girls who are not currently in Ladies of Virtue to join Fannie's Fight for Freedom so that they too can learn how to take that passion that they have and really use it for good.
Yeah, what is that experience like for young girls in the community that are part of civic engagement to meet lawmakers and people who are in positions of power to make change in the community?
You know, it truly is transformative. I'm thinking about one of our Love alum now. She's a freshman at Howard. Her name is Jayla. She has been with Ladies of Virtue for the past 3 years and just did a phenomenal job. We placed her last summer with an internship with Alderwoman Michelle Harris. And that really inspired her to want to be involved in her community and her democracy even more so. And so with this past election, there was an issue with her voting ballot getting lost in the mail. She traveled by train over 12 hours just to come vote in Chicago. And then she went back the next day back to college. But being involved and meeting those elected officials, meeting women who look like them and sitting in these type of seats really encourages our girls to push past the obstacles that they may face so that they too can accomplish their dreams.
What lessons can we still take from the legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer?
You know, as I think about her past and her passion, but she also faced so much. She was shot at, she was beaten, she was jailed just for the right to vote. And now we can go access, you know, our girls like Jayla can access the ballots at any point. And so the legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer is truly one of resistance, you know, so you fight for what you're passionate about, regardless of what obstacles that you may face. And so I think that's a lesson for us all, that regardless of what we may go through, if we continue to push past that and follow our passions, follow the purpose that we have in our lives, we will benefit this next generation. And that truly is what it's all about.
Jamila Trimuel, the founder of Ladies of Virtue, joining me this morning on Score Value. So, Jamila, one more time, the deadline to apply, where people can apply, and who can apply for the Fannie's Fight for Freedom program.
Yes, if you are in 10th through 12th grade, girls in 10th through 12th grade, please go to our website, lovchicago.org/apply. Go to lovchicago.org/apply for girls 10th through 12th grade. The application deadline is March 17th.
And of course, are there any volunteer opportunities or ways to get involved in the organization coming up this spring and this summer?
Absolutely. We are asking for those who would like to volunteer or even to donate. This Fannie's Fight for Freedom program is a free program for our girls. And so if you would like to donate $25 for each girl that will participate, we'll be accepting up to 20 to 25 girls. We would love for you to donate as well. So it's our website is lovchicago.org.
Jamila Tremuel, always great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.